where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Tributes continue to pour in for former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, who led Canada for 9 years. He died yesterday at the age of 84. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says Mulroney was one of Canada's greatest ever statesmen.
He won the biggest majority in Canadian history, later winning re-election. But it wasn't electoral success that defined his political career, it was what he did with it. As Prime Minister, he unleashed free enterprise. He crushed inflation. He signed one of the most important free trade agreements in the history of the world with the United States of America that remains largely in place today.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau remembered Mulroney as someone who had the courage to do big things. Mulroney served as the 18th Prime Minister of Canada from 1984 to 1993. The first International Women's Day Conference is being held at Crescent Hill Acres in Plimpton, Wyoming tomorrow. Co-founder Misty Lucas says they want women to come together and inspire each other.
We have dreamt about this event, and our intention is to really bring women together to create space for them to collaborate and celebrate each other.
Business coach Michelle File and CEO of Right Rehab Dana Parsons are among the speakers. As demand skyrockets, the Inn of the Good Shepherd is holding one of its biggest fundraisers this weekend. Construction returns to Lambton Mall for the 11th annual event with a theme of Out of This World. The 12 teams competing will transport their cans into the mall tonight and build structures all day tomorrow. Judging takes place Sunday. In Executive Director Miles Vanney says Construction is always a fun spectacle for the public to come and watch.
It's really an awesome time to come down, watch the teams build and transform into their structure. The structures will stay up for a couple of weeks, and then on the 19th of March, they'll go through a decan process and bring down all the cans and box them up, and they'll all go to the food bank to help stock the shelves there.
Vanney says last year's event brought in 40,000 pounds of food, which is about a 3-week supply for the food bank. They also collected around $160,000. And this year's Bluewater Borderfest lineup is a throwback to the 90s. Organizer and Tourism Sarnia Lambton Executive Director Mark Perrin says the I Love the 90s tour takes stage on Thursday, June 20th.
Vanilla Ice headlining, and we'll have Color Me Bad, Young MC, CC and the Music Factory, and a few more to still be announced as part of that lineup.
An award-winning English rock band headlines the Friday night.
Don't let the days go.
Bush takes the stage June 21st with Skillet, Saint Asonia, and Born Riot. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Increasing cloudiness this afternoon, wind south gusting to 40, high of 7. Cloudy tonight, 30% chance of showers or drizzle with a low of plus 3. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.